Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for September the 14th, 2025. I often have my ghosts come and haunt me. The question that is coming here is coming from San Diego. His name is Les. He used to be one of the people that was an attendee of me when I was in Escondido teaching formally. And he always had these questions that he liked to ask that he thought would disintegrate my message or challenge me in some way. And frankly, I enjoyed them. And I used to tell him, keep it coming. These are things that people are thinking, but they don't want to admit that they're thinking or don't know that they're even thinking. And so he caught me here. He writes me often. Most of his emails are nothing but commentaries. But this one, he asked something specific for the podcast. So here's what he said. What good is good in this world? What must be good for me might not be good for you. What to do, he said, as I always say, what to do. And he's mimicking me, and it's Les from San Diego. We have no sense of tolerance in this lifetime with each other. We have no sense of what would be good because we have no sense of contentment with ourselves and our life. We're not at peace with ourselves. We're not at peace with our life. We're not at peace with everything. We like to start trouble. We like to make trouble. Trouble is where we live from. It's what we're all about. So I understand his point of view. What might be good for me, might not be good for you. What that would be? Well, it all depends on how you live within yourself, of what you consider the natural order of your own life. What would be good for you? Maybe millions and millions of dollars. In gaining that, you may be hurting me in some way. And, well, that's what we see right now with our weather. Our climate, our weather is all working against us because we just don't pay attention to what's going on in Washington and big corporations and what's going on there. We don't care. In my generation, Les, we tried to fight against this in all futility, and it never worked. So you have to understand, my generation is the give up generation. We turned sour on ourselves. So the only way to help people or to lead people is to understand them. But the sad part is, once you understand them, you realize you can't lead them. You can't help them. They can only go as far as they're willing to sacrifice. Now hear me, sacrifice something that they think is important to their comfort and their finances. This is all they care about is comfort and money, and money makes comfort. So we would all have to do things that we might find hurt the bottom line of our life, our financial life. And we would have to learn how to love one another. We'd have to learn to let love live us rather than our biology live us. None of these things are going to ever happen. This is not the way we are, as we talked about yesterday with Fred, who was questioning the whole idea of killing each other. We are natural-born killers. We're selfish naturally. We're prideful naturally. And if you live in your biology, you will find that it is impossible to change humanity. Read Robert Sapolsky's Determined, Les, and that will help you. We have no free will to do anything beyond our own sense of survival, our own sense of self-importance. So until you read and, so to speak, educate yourself with what is really going on in the science community and what's going on with how we work in our biology, then your question becomes relevant. But when you start working upon yourself, when you start working within you, when you start letting go of the selfish pride, vanity, when you let go of human identity, when you start realizing you are no thing at all, then you transcend all of this, and there comes that chance within your life to do something really significant. But most people are not looking for significance. They're looking for comfort. They want to comfort themselves before they die. They realize that they're on a timeline. That's what most people think. And that on that timeline, there are limitations, and this is the chance in this world to get everything you can get before you are dead. That's as far as it really goes. We have children, we make family, we do all sorts of things to try to comfort ourselves into dying. We don't really have any ilk, as I like to call it, for spiritual awakening. So with all that being said, the philosophy is get what you can before what you can't get gets you. And that's the game we play in this world. And it's all a game. It's sad to say, but it's all very true. So when you start looking at your question, you would have to come to a place of great understanding of your own futility in this world. And that futility would show you that selfishness, pride, and vanity are not the way, and that they lead to, a lot of very ugly things in this world. So the question is, if I have no will beyond my ego, beyond my genetic pride and my my ethnic background as well as my gender, if those things are true, what do I do? You transcend. And when you really realize where we are in this whole thing called humanity, you will realize the futility of how we live. And if you realize that futility and you have any sense of the ilk, you can do something about it within yourself. But most people, they can't see this. It's not their problem. When you flush the toilet, it goes away. The poop goes away. That's the way we think of our life. Just make this all go away. And we want government to make bad things go away and protect us for the sake of our own ideal of free will to do what we want. And that doesn't work at all. We have to understand the order of this world. And if we don't understand it, this is why I teach the Tao. If you understand the Tao, you will understand the order of this world and the universe, and you won't expect to go any further with your life than what the Tao can offer you, which is liberation from yourself, from your biology, giving you and me a chance to awaken spiritually. To awaken to what? To our soul, to the sense of our soul, the profound presence of the soul. And that is really what it's all about. Really, this lifetime is about awakening beyond my futility as a human being to the beauty of the soul that lives within me. How few people care to understand this, how few people can understand it. So with all this being said, what do? You live this way. First you, then me. If you can understand that, help you first, then me. I will come next. Help as many as you can and put yourself last. To sit at the least of the table of life, in the lowest of the table of life, in as far as self-importance is concerned, you will have come to a very significant place in your life and a much more important journey in this world, the journey that really leads to love. And that's really what we're here for, to let love live us, not greed. Anyway, I could go on and on, which I won't, but thank you, Les, for your question. Always feel free to to challenge me. It's good for me, and it's good for everyone who listens. I'm out of here. Be back on the air next week. Have a beautiful weekend, and as always, please forgive me. Namaste.